All right. Coming to you kind of live, not really, pre-recorded, at 3:03 p.m. in El Paso, Texas. This is the Nerd Baby Daddy Podcast brought to you by... Can you turn that over real quick just so I can see the front? Brought to you by Tropicana Orange Juice. If you need 126 grams of sugar immediately, just drink a whole, I think that's two quarts. How many quarts is that?
1.6
quarts of Tropicana Orange Juice. You will have all the sugar you need for the next 6 to 7 days. All right, so today we have a special guest. A woman who needs no introduction, but will get one anyway. I met this woman getting involved in a little multi-marketing business involving shakes and teas. And she's been, what's the word? She's been a significant portion of my life. And, you know, she's white and she's trash. But she's not white trash. So, very, very beautiful woman. Very smart. Do it yourself. Been through her trials and tribulations. Anyway, we won't say her name unless she decides to say her name. So, we won't just put her out there. But we are currently here at her casa. And that's the word that we use since we're in El Paso. And it's like this first language here is Spanish. So, we're going to say we're at the casa currently here in El Paso, Texas. Our topic is going to be avoidance for the young women out there, either moving to El Paso or growing up in El Paso and, the dating scene. Everybody knows that can be a little bit scary. You know, it could be a little bit exciting. You can go through the, maybe a little slow phase of, you know, dating here and there, going to the movies, going to Chipotle, going to see La Vista, or you could be just a straight thought and just giving up the box everywhere that you can and everywhere the penis exists. So her advice to us and to you is to stay away from the soldiers. So we'll just be handing it over to her to find out why we are going to be staying away from the soldiers, specifically from Fort Bliss, Texas. Go ahead and take it away, young beautiful lady.
It's not specifically Fort Bliss.
Not specifically Fort Bliss. So if you have a military place around you, it's probably not a good thing to encounter some of these people. Now, are we male, female specific, or just soldiers in general? And is it just soldiers or Marines, airmen, nasty girls, National Guard?
Well, I guess anybody working for the government.
Anybody working for...
If you're not already with that person before they went in, then just stay away from them.
Okay, so is it something that changes between that transition of, like, you know, you went with them and they're in basic training, or is it their community around? Because I know it's a lot of people that'll go to basic training and they'll have a significant other, girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, and then they'll go through basic training and they'll get to their unit, and then they're just surrounded by people who either want to get their benefits and have sex with them, or people that just want to have sex with them based on the fact they're in uniform. So is it specific, or is it the community, or is it the individual? Sounds like it's the community to me.
Yeah.
So the community around the people. Mm-hmm. You wanna elaborate on that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So what has been your experience, the ones that you would like to share, there are reasons why you would have young females, or even males, or... because they might be into males, or males into females, whatever. Why they should stay away from soldiers. So she's currently thinking right now of an experience that she wants to share. I'm on the cusp of starting to probably date a veteran, but she was in the Army, and she went through her little phase. And I think it goes more to the community. Like, if you don't join that community, then you're not a part of it. And I think it has more or less to do with the fact that it's a lot more people that kind of influence you to do things that you probably usually won't do. Like a person that isn't as active out on the dating scene, they just get in.
But you said she's a veteran.
She's a veteran.
She's not traveling or anything.
Oh, so it's the traveling part, because it seems like...
You meet new people, you get tired of the distance, need someone to be with you, everybody needs fucking sex, need something.
We'll bleep that out. No, I'm just kidding, we won't. But, so it seems like it's going off the individual then, because some people have morals, and they're just like, you know what, I'm not going to.
Yeah, it's like 2% of
Okay. 2% of people, they decide that they're going to, you know, abstain. Because I mean, personally, when I had to sit down a while in Washington, and I had the mother of my child, even though I didn't have access to anyone at the time, like, I abstained fully for that whole 6 months. I abstained fully from even self-gratification. Like, I didn't masturbate or anything. I was just like, not going to happen. But I guess that would put me a part of that 2%. But also, it's almost not fair to say, because I didn't really have the temptation of being like, you know what, she's away and I'm away, let me get this thing, you know, popping. So you're saying it's just trash people that join the service, and then when they're traveling and you're just like, sex is more important in this relationship, and then they just go ahead and get it done.
Pretty much.
So that's why, so most people in the military are cheaters, and they don't really care about relationships, they just care about the sex. But don't you think that's, the onus is a little bit on the other person to kind of realize that, and to either avoid or try to change the person that they're, that they know is going to go on TDY to go get some titties?
Like, we would avoid it?
Yes. Like, the person that is, possibly they see an attractive person, they also see the benefits that this person may be able to provide. Not so much as like, hey, I'm going to get a check, but like, as far as they, no matter what, as long as they're in uniform, they'll be able to provide. Like, you know, they'll have a place to stay, they'll probably have a vehicle.
That's why some people do contract marriages.
So they can get...
Or most people...
Most people.
I know a number of people who just have contract marriages here.
Well, then you would obviously avoid those people.
You just avoid everyone in general.
So it just comes down to don't mess with anybody, yep, because everybody has the potential to just be wanting to fuck around, because just sex is that dominant, mm-hmm, in just life. It's just so necessary.
Yep.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that, because you're not like that.
I'm the 2%.
You're the 2%. So, okay, so then we can go to saying that the 2% needs to find the 2%. But what if that 2% is possibly in the military? You're saying, like, fuck them. We're just going to look for the 2% outside of the ministry. Matter of fact, let's just go find somebody in a cage that can't cheat. And we'll date them and marry them, and then we'll keep them in that cage.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
That's super ridiculous. Or we could just do what, you know what, we're not even going to go there. We're not going to go there on how your dating selection process is going.
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I'm not going to bring it up, just in case the podcast is listened to and things look like they're not other than what they're being said. But so, I think we're really just speaking on fear. That's literally what we're speaking of. Fear and sex. That's literally it. Because sex is obviously important. And it's so powerful that it brings a child into the world. And obviously it gives you moments of pleasure. But it's more just fear and sex. That's literally it. If you took sex out of the equation, would you reconsider dating someone in the military?
Mean not having sex?
If sex was not a thing, if that person could not have sex, they just couldn't. They couldn't have sex. Like, this way, they couldn't have sex. Huh?
Are they paralyzed or something?
If they could not have sex with anybody but you, like they physically could not, would you then change your view on soldiers?
Well, there's other ways of cheating.
How?
It's not just sex.
Okay, how?
It's flirting. There's
flirting in order to get to sex, okay. Like, all those roles lead to sex. So if you take sex out of the equation, the only thing they would be doing is spending time with them mentally and verbally and physically, like, but not the sex part. It would just be platonic. It would be friendship. Like this. This is friendship. We ain't fucking. Like, we not in here fucking. We know all day. But, like if I feel like all of those lead to sex. Like, literally. Unless you have intentions, like, all that flirting, talking to them, it just leads to sex. And then the thing that separates people trying to get in a relationship and people that are just having a platonic relationship is that when sex happens, it's like, what's next? And there's either more sex or no sex after it happens. If all of those roads lead to sex. And if it's no sex, then it's like no purpose of the thing even happening unless you enjoy that platonicity, I believe, if that's not even a word. Maybe it's not, maybe it is. Look it up yourself. But I think if you take sex out of the equation, do you still think that being with like cheating in the way that you were saying is still actually cheating? Someone taking their time better spent that's with you with another person, and they can't have sex with them. Like, if you knew for a fact that your current boyfriend was going out with other girls and knew for a fact, like, you had a camera on his phone that always can show you exactly what he's doing and he's not having sex with them, would you be mad that he's still spending time with them?
Yeah.
Okay, so yours is more outside of the sexual portion. So it's fair to say that sex is not the overall thing. It's an important thing. But it's not the overall thing. So it's just taking that attention away from you that could be used for you.
Yeah, I need all the attention.
You need all of that. Everything that ain't you showering, keeping yourself straight, and keeping yourself in the house and working, all the rest is my shit. So you think that people in the military, they just have too much access to other people to be able to give you the proper attention, or just women in general, other women your age in this area, that a proper attention.
Yeah.
That's a fair statement. Okay. That makes sense. So if, what would you think would be a fix to that? Or it isn't one?
I don't think there is one.
Not at all?
No, that's why I say, like, if you're not dating that person before they even go to basic, then, in my opinion, it's not going to work.
So, but
it may work for a couple years, but it's not going to last.
Just because they have too much access to other things and the amount they have to travel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That makes sense. So, let's say they didn't have to travel. Same thing? If they were stuck at their base for the duration of their career. Okay, because it's fair to say that we can go to soldiers that are disabled or not, they're on profile, so they can't deploy, they can't travel, they're just pretty much doing staff duty every day, or they're just stuck at their base doing like high officer kind of positions where they don't really travel. Would that still be under that stipulation?
Well, yeah, because they still have their long hours.
So long, people that work hours. So you need someone that isn't working long hours and traveling. You have a problem with people not being in your face.
Sure.
You can't do long distance relationships.
No, I definitely can't.
Okay, so that makes perfect sense why you think that young females out here, or young males out here, however they're doing
it. Well, this generation is a lot different than like fucking 20 years ago. 20 years ago, they wouldn't.
You were six.
Before social media, before anything, they had letters. It's like the notebook kind of stuff. That's cute. You can't have that nowadays. It's rare. It's
You definitely could. You just gotta search for that shit because you can't go outside and trip over a motherfucker that's freaking charming, handsome, ain't trying to cheat, giving you all the attention doesn't mean it's not like some.
So you're saying I gotta go to a carnival?
No, I'm saying that.
That's where, isn't that where Noah met, what's her name from The Notebook?
Shit if I know I you've never seen The Notebook? Never seen The Notebook. We will watch it this week, like, but never seen it.
Actually, I think I have the movie.
We'll watch it. We'll watch it. But I don't think that's dead. That kind of thing is dead.
It's not dead.
Of course not. But, it's not dead at all.
That is like a one in a million. That's like a 0.5%. There's no 2% anymore.
Look, see, the reason I cherish you so much, because you took the time. When I had to sit down, you actually wrote me several times, and nobody else did that. Like, you did. Damn it, I said her name. But I'll bleep that out. But but other people did, like, maybe, I think, What's Her Face did, my old sponsor. Obviously, my child's mother did. And, like, that was it. Like, so I think that's not just, I think it's just a matter of convenience than anything. Like, nobody ain't writing no letters because it's not convenient to write a letter. It's more convenient to shoot you a text or send you something on Facebook, send you a GIF, send you an emoji. Here's hard eyes. I care for you.
But that wasn't the whole point of
this. Okay, so what's the point?
The whole point of this is that social media has just ruined relationships altogether.
But is it social media or is it the military? Which one?
Everything.
It's just everything. No, because I'm pretty sure you can say this. Without social media, soldiers were soldiers. They always had all this access to other people. They were always traveling. They were always going to war, going overseas. They always had this loneliness, and they need to go ahead and have some young sex to make sure that their stress levels are low and to obviously have pleasure and maybe have illegitimate babies and then come home and tell their wife, like, hey, I had to have sex, and if you want to keep this money that we got coming in and get this BAH, then, like, you need to not be mad about it. You need to just not. But then she's like, all right, I'm going to do this for, like, 10 years, and then I'm going to divorce you, and I'm going to have to get that annuity. Like, let me get that. Come on here. It's payback, bitch. So, like, you're saying it's more social media. So women should just stay off social media. Young women in El Paso should stay off social media.
I mean, I know a few people who don't even have social media, and they don't have, like, updates to drama or anything like that, and their life's perfectly fine.
So they're the 2%. And how do you know their life's pretty fine? How do you know they're not lonely as fuck? Because you're not in the know.
Because I can read people.
Because you can read people? Okay, read me.
No, I can't.
No. You said you can read people. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and pull out them reading glasses while you drinking all of this 123 grams of sugar, and I want you to read me unapologetically as if I am not here and you are talking behind my back. I need you to read me.
It's 132.
I can't check right now, but actually, I think I can check. Hold on, let me check. It was 22 grams, 22 times
6.
What? It ain't 6. Yeah, it is 6. No, it's 8 fluid ounces. 22.
You said
times
6.
How many fluid ounces are in here? It's 8.
8.
Okay then.
That's not the math we did earlier. There's 6 cups. I mean, serving size is about 6.
So we did do that math wrong. So if it's 8.
So it's more than 132.
It's definitely more than 100. It's 8 times 6 times the number 22. Well, how many servings?
There's 6 servings.
So 6 times 8. 8
fluid ounces.
Yeah, so 8 times 6 times 22.1,056 grams of sugar. Divide that by
So it's 22 times 6. because the serving size is 8 fluid ounces. This thing is about six servings. So you're just multiplying 22 times 6.
That's what I did the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so my bad. 22 times 6 is 132. Like a you just said that was wrong. Anyway, that was
wait. You said it was 132. You said 122.
No, I said 22. I just said 22. I said 22 grams of sugar. We can go back. We can go back. We will. it's 132. 132 divided by 25, because that's how many grams you should have in a day. That's 5 days worth of fucking sugar.
That's okay.
That's stupid.
I won't have a chocolate until next week.
Lies and deceit. You having chocolate tonight. We go out to eat.
How do you know?
Because I know.
Well, actually, what's today?
Today is Tuesday. Monday.
Oh, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm good for Easter.
Oh, because they have all the... Wait a minute, when is Easter? Sunday?
Sunday.
Nigga, I'm flying on Easter? Fuck. Fuck.
I thought you were leaving Saturday.
I'm not leaving Saturday.
I thought you were leaving Sunday and you're leaving Saturday.
You're right. You're right, because I work Saturday. Right. I work Saturday. You're right.
Because I was supposed to open Saturday, but instead they put me for 11. So 11.
Yeah, it even says it right here. Flight 6 a.m.
The fuck?
That's not 7. Mm. It's 6 a.m.
You don't have to get in.
So we're going to close this session. We've learned a lot. Oh, we're not closing this session because I just forgot that I just remembered. Then I just remembered it. You said you read people. I need you to read.
We're
going to
have to close the session.
I guess we'll have to close this session again. So I've been your host of the Nerd Baby Daddy podcast. We'll get back to you. I'm here until Saturday, people. So wait for episode number 9 that's coming to you soon. You can see us on Spotify. You can see us on iTunes. Shout out to Tropicana once again. We love your grams of sugar, your 5 days in one bottle. We're out.